Hi, friends. I hope this chapter has reminded you of the truth of who you are and where to find the answers when you're confused. For me, in seasons of feeling insecure or questioning my worth, I have to remind myself of the truth, who God says I am. And I want to remind you right now of who God says you are. I remember a conference I attended once that challenged the audience to be careful what follows your I am statements. We oftentimes can be careless with our words, not thinking they carry much weight. But the Bible reminds us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Our words matter. Not only what we say to others, but what we say to ourselves and over ourselves. When we say things like, I am stupid, I am not enough, I am worthless, it hurts and hinders our identity and confidence more than you may think. And so I've written out 7 I am statements that have helped me when my identity and worth feel under attack that I would love to speak over you. In Genesis 1:27, it reminds us that I am made in God's image. 1 Thessalonians 1:4 says, I am loved and chosen by God. Ephesians 1:7 says, I am redeemed and forgiven. 1 Peter 2:9 says, I am chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's special possession. Matthew 5:14 says, I am the light of the world. Romans 8:37 says, I am more than a conqueror. And Philippians 3:20 says, I am a citizen of heaven. I hope those 7 I am statements will encourage you and remind you of the truth when you forget. And now I want to take some time to pray life and scripture over you. And I pray that through time with God this week, you will discover on your own that your identity is rooted in His. Now let's take time to pray together. Maybe you've never had anyone pray over you before, and that's okay. I just want to encourage you to close your eyes, open up your hands if you're comfortable, and just receive this prayer. Lord, I thank you for the person listening to this under the sound of my voice. I pray right now you would remind them of who they are in you. Let them know that they are no accident. They are no mistake, and they are not unworthy. Sometimes our feelings tell us one thing. Sometimes the world tells us something else, and even our past can try to remind us of who we used to be. I pray that you would show us the truth. Highlight, show us, reveal to us why you created us and what you've put inside of us. Show us how to see ourselves the way that you see us. I know that because of grace that you have freely given us, we are saved. And that is something to rejoice in and be grateful for. And we get to say, I am saved. And I know that you chose us in you before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. And so we get to say, I am holy. I know that according to Ephesians 2:10, before each of my friends were created, before they even took their first breath on earth, they were already fully known and loved by their heavenly Father. And you call them your masterpiece, your greatest work. And so we get to say, I am loved. I have a purpose. I am God's masterpiece. So give my friends the spirit of wisdom and revelation today so that they may know you better. For when we know who you are, only then can we truly know who we are. Speak to my friends today. In Jesus' name, amen.